Hi, everyone. I hope you're hearing me. This is Alexander Backman here for Con Cinza Radio, CR News. I got so much work and everything is coming into fruition right now. This week is hectic. And I wanted to just point to you to my recent post on my blog at alexanderbackman.wordpress.com. I just uploaded a file and, an article I wrote. And it's because something has happened. James McCaney, you know, the well-known scientist and proponent for more than 10 years that Planet X is an incoming solar system into our solar system and wreaks havoc, and that's why we have volcanoes going off everywhere, earthquakes everywhere, the elites going underground, etc. This is the geophysical event that has been talked about and written about for centuries and centuries and even millennia. So, Jim McCaney went on the Power Hour yesterday with Joyce Riley and went on there and said that there is no evidence of Planet X existing. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. McCaney. I don't want to say too much because you know what happened to William Cooper, but go check out my article at alexanderbackman.wordpress.com. Scientists muscled about incoming solar system. Mr. McCaney, please go read my blog and go find the evidence there for yourself. I put everything up there. Now, this is McCaney, what he used to say. Check this out. Something that he used to say are this. I'm going to quote Mr. McCaney. Leaks are coming out all over the place. Professional astronomers and military types are reporting that a mini solar system is moving into our solar system. Oh, but now, just yesterday, June 30th, he comes out and says, No, there is no Planet X. There's no evidence. So, sad to say, James McCaney is not with us anymore. I'll catch you later. I gotta go. I got so many things to do. But at the end of my post, I put this video. You gotta watch that. It's with a Chilean astronomer. This is a scientist who predicted earthquakes. Yes, USGS, you can predict earthquakes. Carlos Munoz Ferrada. Amazing man.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for caring about your world. It's all about the truth. We're waiting for James McCaney to join us today. A lot of people are interested in Nibiru, Planet X, to have him join us today. Thank you, James McCaney, for joining us in the Power Hour.
Joyce, thank you for having me.
But, you know, a lot of people are looking towards September now. Of something major happening, some kind of world ecological event, environmental issue happening. And I'd like to talk to you whether that integrates or is involved with Nibiru, Planet X, all of this. What are you thinking and seeing from the research that you have done coming down the pike in the next few months?
Joyce, I receive daily, and I've watched also the internet chatter on these topics, either asteroid colliding into Earth or the topic of, say, extra solar system objects like a Planet X type object coming into the solar system. Is there anything truth to this? And I have not seen a shred of real astronomical data that would be significant. To answer your question, no, I do not have not seen any information that would indicate that there's a Planet X Nibiru type of object. I have not seen any information that would suggest there is. I want to read a list that I made up here of man-made simulated natural events. These are all things that the military can do right now. And it starts off with asteroid collision. That asteroid that hit Russia in the past year, about a year ago, year and a half, was part of Project Lightning Rod. It's a military project to simulate asteroid collisions with Earth to make the people think that it's an asteroid. The smoke trail, the explosions, that thing came in at suborbital velocity from a low Earth orbit. That asteroid. That was a part of Project Lightning Rod that was not a real asteroid. So let me read my list. Tsunamis, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, that would then affect nuclear power plants. climate change and chaos, weather control, hurricanes, tornadoes, extended weather like the Texas flooding or the California drought, all simulated man-made. The declaration that a solar flare would cause an EMP and therefore a power outage, something that NASA has been in the works building up this in the public's mind. And the solar flare would not even have to hit Earth. If NASA rigged its data and input, they could convince the public that the power grid went down because of an EMP due to a solar flare. Okay, then the list of those are all natural events, acts of God, so to speak, that could be created by man-made means. The reason I came on your show is a number of days ago, a week ago, you had an interview with Kurt Haskell, and he brought up a 20 list items of things that possibly could be in the works. And maybe what I see going on in the background.
Okay, we missed that because it cut out on us. So what did you say regarding Kurt Haskell's interview?
That he made 20 points, some regarding Planet X, and that I disagree with quite a bit. But we're not seeing an increase in earthquakes and volcanic activity. That's really not true. The pole shift, they're talking about there's a difference between rotational pole shift and physical and magnetic pole shift. Some people confuse them, like he did. The magnetic pole is moving very rapidly compared to previous years, but it's moving directly towards the rotational pole, which is normal. That's because we're recovering from an event that happened about 4,000 years ago on Earth where we had a physical pole shift. What's going on with the magnetic pole right now is quite normal. It's accelerating, but in a direction beeline towards the true north, rotational north pole.
There seems to be some serious observation going on in the southern hemisphere and leaks coming out all over the place. It does appear that groups of military and professional astronomers are openly active, let's say, at the Wormwood location in Australia. Well, of course, that's what I've been saying all along. The indicators were all there. And now there are reports that a mini solar system is coming into ours. Basically, you are on your own. Be prepared. That's the best thing I can tell you. And as far as, well, I would suggest that number one, you need clean water. Number two, you need your own supply of food. And number three, you need some basic first aid equipment. Number four, you need some health maintenance natural products. And my own use on this, I use essential oils. Years, as I've advised people through this era of awaiting a extra solar system object, and by the way, there are many of them, there is not just one. This is what scientists are starting to find out, and of course they're not telling the public. And it does appear, I've been saying this all along, it now appears that there are leaks, excuse me, coming out of the southern hemisphere of the number of astronomers down there looking at what they are calling a mini solar system moving into ours. This is what apparently Harrington saw back in the early 90s. And in the forefront was, of course, Hale-Bopp, but the comet nucleus that eventually became Hale-Bopp, somewhat of a mini solar system in its own right, but certainly much smaller than the much bigger object coming in behind it. And this would be coming in from the southern hemisphere. The point is, forget about dates, as I said last week and the week before. Don't worry about dates. Or don't worry about internet chatter. Don't think you're going to all of a sudden wake up someday and hear on the evening news that, gee, a big object is coming in, and here's the date it's going to be here, folks. That is not going to happen. That's not going to happen on the evening news. My advice is simply to be prepared. If you are not prepared, then what are you thinking about? Are you, you know, and the other thing is, I'm not preaching for people to get prepared, because some people don't want to. I have a friend who said, I want to go up to my roof, put a big X on it, paint a big X on my roof, and if something comes in, I want to say, hit here first. That's what one of my friends says. So not everybody wants to be prepared. Not everybody wants to go through the rigors of living through a very difficult time and try and come out the other end when the success rate is going to be very low. So at any rate, but man is a survivor. He's historically been a survivor. The fact that we are here today is a testament to the fact that man has been a survivor. Our space dollars are being completely diverted into little private, very exclusive space programs of the elite. They're not going to share it with you. They're not going to share their cave systems with you. The question that comes out of this, and which is imperative right now, understanding that we are in a time of celestial change in the solar system, a time of when upheaval and severe change, not just average change, but severe change with our sun, with our weather, with the local solar environment of Earth and the other planets, is potentially going to change radically. How can the people in power, supposedly, that are in the positions of federal, state, and in many cases local government, how can they possibly even cope with this when there has been absolutely no planning done for the general public? And the crisis that they propose to prevent by not telling the public is actually going to be 100 times worse once the public gets the drift of what's going on. The cities, the destruction and the looting, the just the complete destruction of our cities is going to happen internally. You wouldn't have to bring an army in here, because the cities will self-destruct on their own. People have not been taught a little thing called personal responsibility, how to take care of yourself and your neighbor and make the best out of a bad situation. Everybody has everything handed to them. Everything is easy. You simply go to the mall with your credit card and everything's taken care of. When all of that changes, I call it the 95% rule. 95% of the public is going to wake up one day with nothing. And the real survivors are going to find a way to deal with all of these situations. And it's not going to be, it won't take long, it's not going to be pretty, but when these major events happen, it's going to happen very quickly. One thing we found out from Comet Bradfield is that these objects, of course, NASA sees them coming from a long time out, from a long distance away, but the public is going to have a week or two or three notice, is my prediction. And that's all, because we don't have the ability to get to the locations to observe what they are observing and not telling us about. It's a very difficult thing. I've personally tried it myself. And really, once again, especially in the time frame we're in right now, the May time frame in June, these, of course, are the times that Harrington said were the observing times for those southern locations. So isn't it interesting that in the month of May and June, Australia has all of a sudden become extremely active with astronomers and military types hanging around the Project Wormwood facility in Australia. Now, I'm running out of time here, so I just want to recap what we might see as people on Earth. We may see large numbers of comets. We may see other planets capturing comets. We may see new moons evolving around other planets. We may see planets encountering medium or small or large comets with devastating results. We may see comets coming close to Earth with devastating results. We may be hit by meteors or many more meteors than we do, and of course this has been happening already. In the past year, many bolide type objects coming in and striking Earth.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. James McKinney was a guest on the program last week, and he says he was misquoted, and the issue of Nibiru, Planet X, got a lot of disinformation regarding him and his message out there. So I've invited him back on the show because he requested to come back on and to clear up a few things. So I'm going to do that. So I'm going to bring on James McKinney to address that. Now, why is this issue of Nibiru and Planet X such a fire starter? I mean, it seems like you mention it, and all of a sudden people come out of nowhere to address it as if they have some private knowledge about it. Why is that such a hot-button issue?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of opportunists, and these people are nobodies. They sit in grandma's basement. They don't have any scientific background. They don't know how to present anything scientifically, and what they found is they can say something, because anybody can have an internet page, and if people listen, well, that's okay. But the other problem is, let's look at the level above. The CIA for a long time has had a ongoing misinformation campaign, specifically about outer space, specifically about science, keeping the public dumbed down, and also primarily about Planet X, extra solar system objects, etc. And this is what I was trying to get into a little bit last Wednesday, July 1st. But the end result is that the world controllers, these are the bankers, they control science. They own science, the tier one science. They allow the tier two science, the garbage science that's pawned off on the public, to exist out there, and they put a lot of time and money into it. But primarily regarding the topic of Planet X and why, because they know that's the one thing they cannot control. The CIA can fix elections. They can go in and kill Gaddafi. They can go in and take the Ukraine. They can fix elections there. They can manipulate economies. They can cause a crash in the United States. They can do all of this. But the one thing they know they cannot control is things out there. They can simulate asteroid collisions with Earth now. They can do a lot of things, but they can't control the big objects that come in from outside the solar system. And so when I talk about this, I talk about the many Planet X objects, and my work has been confirmed. I don't have to pull back on anything. Last January, the standard scientific community came out and said they have discovered many Planet X objects outside the solar system, some of them bigger than Jupiter, orbiting our sun. There are thousands of new planets that they've discovered. After they discovered 40, they stopped announcing them. And so this has confirmed my work. I predicted from the very beginning we would find many planets out there. We see them around other solar systems. But the point is, they can't control that. So what do? They have like people like, I won't mention names, but crazy lady talks to aliens, other people who sit in grandma's basement trying to flood the internet with all of these Planet X predictions. And these people all have handlers. They have people who are like giving them money, supporting their web page, or in the case of like last Wednesday, this mass mailing that went out, somebody paid a lot of money to mass mail links about misinformation about me in the interview on your radio show where we were talking specifically about predictions about this coming fall. But my information completely taken out of context. So they want to negate my message, which is, as far as I'm aware, the only sane one on the internet or on the airwaves. I've been doing this since before most of these people were born. I mean, when I was in the 1970s, I was developing my work. I taught at Cornell University in both the physics and the math department. I have peer-reviewed astrophysics papers in the astrophysics journals. You know, my background is extensive. I have realized the phoniness in science, in Tier 2 science. The Tier 1 scientists have come out and talked to me personally. They have learned a lot from what my work is. And so, anyway, the
okay. Well,
question,
let's talk about what the reality is. Okay, what is it that you want to say about Planet X and Nibiru? What do we need to know, or what might be happening in September? I want you to be really clear about that.
This idea that there is one Planet X is totally misinformation, and so that was kind of the point of the 2003 May 15th World's Going to End Planet X thing. Is if it didn't come, okay, it didn't come, there is no more, goodbye. What I have been sailing all along, and the ancients talk about this, there were many large comets, and it's not going to look like a big orange ball in the sky. It's going to look like a raging comet. That's why NASA cannot admit that comets aren't dirty snowballs. They have now landed on the nucleus of a comet. There's no water. There's no ice. It's a hot, dry rock. There's nothing coming off of it to form the tail that you can see from a distance. My theory has been confirmed. My theory that there are many Planet X objects has been confirmed. The problem is we don't have a lot of data on this. So this entourage of people that are out there saying, well, I saw two suns yesterday. Somebody took a picture or this. None of this has anything to do with reality. There's a standard astronomical format. If somebody has real information, and it's not super, super rocket science, millions of amateur astronomers around the world know this format, so it's not real difficult. So if somebody has real information, they have to put it in that format so that other people can verify it. Science works by third-party verification. So there are many, many Planet X objects that are not all headed to Earth to crash into Earth or something. Most of them will never come in the inner solar system or even into the solar system, but they are associated with our solar system. They may, the bigger ones could throw some other of the smaller ones into our solar system, and we see this all the time. It's just that standard science has this fairy tale image of dirty snowball, little puffy snowballs won't do anything. And what I'm saying is, no, some of them are big, but when you see them, they will be in the form of a comet. So number one, there are many. Number two, they will look like a comet.
I'd like to open up the phone lines for those that disagree with you and give them an opportunity to say it on the air. If you disagree or believe that he is wrong, so that you don't have to go out and pay a whole bunch of money and do an email blast or whatever, give us a call at 855-995-6923. I would like to hear our guest, James McKinney, respond to what you have to say, 855-995-6923, because I know there's people listening to this program that can hardly wait to get to their computers and go out and dispute what's being said. So let's see who has the manhood enough to come on board here and challenge James McKinney if you disagree with what he is saying. I cannot disagree with what you're saying, and I don't know that I have the scientific background to agree or disagree, to tell you the truth. But I respect your background, I respect where you're coming from, and I'd like to hear from those who disagree. So we're only going to have a couple of phone calls, time for a couple of phone calls. We're going to have James McKinney till the bottom of the hour. That's it. So get your phone calls in now. The naysayers, 855-995-6923. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. 24 minutes after the hour, James McCanney is our guest. JSMcCanneyScience.com. JSMcCanneyScience.com.
JM.
Oh, my gosh. JMMcCanneyScience.com. JMMcCanneyScience.com. And no one disagrees with you, at least on the air, that has the guts to come on and disagree with you. And I thought I could save him an email blast, but I guess nobody wants to respond. So I'm going to give you to the bottom of the hour to go ahead and say what you want to say or tell us what you think we need to know. What is science? What can be proven, and maybe what we should be looking for toward the time of September, which everyone is pointing to. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, first of all, the immediate issue is September or fall 2015. Is Planet X going to be here, or Nibiru, or asteroids collide into Earth? I think they could simulate some asteroids with the Project Lightning Rod that the Space Command has. We've seen these. We know that they have used these. That one in Russia was a lightning rod. It wasn't an asteroid. But as far as Planet X or anything coming in the fall, there is no data. Let me make this very clear. There's no data that I have seen that it has to be placed in a standard format so it can be third-party verified. There is no data that I've seen that indicates anything. Are false claims, and I look at these claims, you look at what's the people's background. They don't have any. Do they have any scientific background? Do they have any information that's real about outer space? No. They're just making this stuff up. And so a lot of these people have handlers. They have people, hey, you're doing great work, get out there, keep up the good work. So a lot of this barrage of misinformation is coming from a higher level source pushing these people. And also, you cannot take a 15-second or 2-minute or a 5-minute soundbite of me and say, this is what Jim McCanney says, or anybody, but especially me. These are very complex topics. So the things that the public should remember is, first, if you hear something, see an email. I don't email. I don't have YouTube videos. I only publish on my webpage or on radio shows like yours, Joyce, that are bona fide, long-term, solid radio shows. And on my own radio show. But as far as the public, there are many, many Planet X objects. They could come into the solar system at any time. Hale-Bopp was a Planet X object. It affected us at a distance, but it didn't destroy Earth. And it's an example of it was Hale-Bopp had a very large nucleus. It was close to the size of our moon when it left the solar system. I saw pictures of it. But just understand that not all Planet X objects, even if they came into the solar system, would devastate Earth. They could cause some mild action at a distance. I try and educate the public on my radio show and my books, etc. And comets are not dirty snowballs. NASA, European Space Agency, has just landed on a comet nucleus. There's no water. There's no ice. It's a rock. It's a hot, dry rock, just like I predicted. All of my work has been thoroughly confirmed. The many Planet X objects, the standard astronomical community came out last January and publicly announced that they have discovered them, and they're seeing more. And they've only seen about 2% of the sky out to a little bit beyond Pluto. They've only just begun, and they've already discovered thousands of other planets in our solar system beyond Pluto. And so this is a very complex topic, but go ahead.
Yeah,
Grace.
And before you finish, let me just ask, you know, is the government aware, the elite, the world masters, are they aware that there is a dangerous planet out there that could harm this country or might harm or will harm? I mean, where is the dispute over the issue of Nibiru?
Okay, the whole issue, like I was saying before, is that they know if the public looks up in the sky and sees that huge raging comet coming in, they're going to look at that and they're going to go, you know, that doesn't look like some little fuzzy snowball. And the power of the international banking community, who basically run the world through the CIA and their sister organizations around the world, they would lose power in a New York second. They know that's the one thing, and you said it yourself. When this topic comes up, it's like a deer smelling a human scent. It's in your DNA. You know that thing is going to cause problems. And you will would drop doing, you stop your house payment, you would stop going to Obamacare or whatever you're doing, and you would get your family ready and you would stop honoring the almighty international monetary system. They know that, and that's what they are afraid of.
Okay, I thank you very much for joining us today. JMMcKinneyScience.com. And your radio show is when, James?
Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee.